But I also admit that I don't know the whole story or see the whole picture. My viewpoint is limited while veiled in flesh. For all I know, Henry Kissinger may have been allowed to live on this earth for 100 years for a reason. I just don't know what the reason is. Or could be. Maybe he, like Gollum, had a part to play in the salvation of creation. Otherwise, it's a profound mystery how a man like Kissinger managed to survive so long, when so many innocent souls have perished and been enslaved because of him. The same applies to Netanyahu. How can such a malevolent being still be alive? Or Bill Gates? You would think that their own universal hatred and contempt for life would do them in, but instead, here we are, Kissinger dead at 100, Netanyahu still going strong, Gates still prancing around. Or Hitler? Why, you ask yourself, didn't one of the staff officers just stick a knife in him? Was it legions of demons or angels protecting him? Or was it just craven, self-interested men? It's November the 30th, 2023. We can finally wave goodbye to Henry Kissinger and the whole dirty Cold War era he personified. One wonders what secrets he takes to his grave with him, and what, if anything, he divulged before the end. A few days ago, I had everyone watch the old Peter Sellers movie, Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. Kissinger was showcased and parroted. There are no nuclear arsenals anymore. Weaponry is much more sophisticated these days. The missile silos stand empty, or leak. The janitor-like technicians minding the remaining active installations mouse around between coffee breaks. They joke about their facility security, all their computers run on MS-DOS. All the young hotshots be damned. These men speak the equivalent of ancient Siamese cat jargon. The remaining warheads are secure enough. Nobody below retirement age can turn them on. You stand there in the midst of this scene shaking your head. The vintage genuine Naugahyde swivel chairs are worn out by generations of fannies. Other than that, it's like being on the set of a forgotten Hollywood movie. This is our nuclear defense? This is what we have to stop Iran from developing? More to the point, we're spending billions of dollars on this every year? Really? Now you know why everything is cloaked as a national security interest. As Henry Kissinger could have told everyone, you have to hide the embezzlement somehow.